This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Greg, if we could play Aiden audio again, let me just set it up. Mike Greenberg was talking to him on Sunday NFL Countdown, and he said, as you turn the page, what's the one thing you put your finger on that you guys need to be better at next season? Pointed to injuries and getting healthy. Is that a legitimate reason? Is that the number one thing? Do you agree with him, or is it an excuse? Some of the text coming in, then we'll go to the phones. 248-539-9797. Guys, Hutch was so quick to blame the refs against Pittsburgh and quick to blame injuries now instead of taking accountability for how bad his defense is. I can't take what he says seriously anymore. That's not what a captain does. Take the C away.
Oh, I'm not going to go that far.
No.
How much of this could just simply be the absence of Terrell Williams?
The D-line coach.
D-line coach last year. Now, I know he obviously went to New England as the defensive coordinator. He hasn't been there for a large part of the season because of a cancer diagnosis. He's been back over the last couple of the last month. They said that on the broadcast last night. But, I mean, whether or not you are in on Calvin Shepard, like, I think you have to look at all of the assistant coaches as well. And if you have a position that is underperforming, you got to take a look at that.
Guys, it's so frustrating to hear we need to get healthy. No team is ever healthy. When injured players come back, other players will get injured. It's always a pipe dream to be fully healthy at the end of the season. Damn some injuries. What happened to the lack of usage for David Montgomery? Seemed like we were successful the last 2 years when he had more of a split role. That's a bigger reason. Why did the Lions go away from what was a big success? That's Tony in the car.
Well, because they were handing the ball off to Jahmyr Gibbs.
Well, some of this, too, is the offensive line was generating more running lanes. So, of course, a guy like David Montgomery is going to benefit from that. And when you can't get that initial push, Montgomery doesn't have the juice that Gibbs does, so you're really fighting for 3 yards at a time. That's not an efficient or explosive offense.
No, and so one of the injuries that I think was very impactful offensively in a number of different ways was Sam Laporta. And Sam Laporta in the pass game as that really nice outlet for Jared Goff.
Yep.
It didn't hurt Jared Goff. It did hurt the offense. And I think it probably, I think it more affected them in the run game because Sam Laporta is an efficient guy that can help set the edge.
Yes.
He's good at getting cutoffs. They use him in motions quite a bit to be able to get an angle. And then he goes into the line of scrimmage to block. Like, I think that was a huge part. But then you look at the interior three. And Tate Ratledge, for the most part of the year in the run game, I thought was good enough.
Yeah.
But it was the center and left guard position that really struggled. And when you have that type of hole in your offensive line in the run game, yeah, you're not going to be running the ball for 150 yards a game.
Some more texts. San Francisco had a last play schedule. The Lions didn't. That's the difference. Brandon. Yeah, but here's the difference. They just beat Philadelphia on the road in the playoffs. That has nothing to do with the last place schedule. It has everything to do with finding a way to overcome their injuries. No Warner, no Bosa, no Kittle, no Ayuk, no Pearsall. Half the year without Purdy. And I'm missing a couple other smaller injuries.
Yeah.
Their linebacker level was decimated, and they went on the road and didn't beat a last place football team. They beat the reigning champs at their house. So I think the last place schedule argument has to be thrown out the window. What they're doing with their injuries makes excuses. It makes injuries an excuse. This text says, shut up, Costa. Stop glazing San Francisco. If you like San Francisco so much, move there and do radio there. It's just calling balls and strikes, guys. If you're not going to
put the house on the market,
if you're not going to say nice things about the Lions, go somewhere else. Let's get to the phones. 248-539-9797. Don't say nice things about other teams. Don't be mean to our team. John in Canton, you're on 97.1.
Yeah, no, I think the problem is personnel. They're hanging on to too much baggage. You know, they need to clean house and rebuild. Because, you know, look at our offensive line. I think we got maybe three guys that are starters. Last game of the year, we played better without O'Neal. They need a total rebuild. And unless Brad Holmes does something, we're going to be stuck in last place again. Because the other teams are, you know, not waiting for us.
I don't think they need a total rebuild. No. Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson's a good player. I think Aleem McNeil, another year removed from his injury, is going to get back closer to where he was before he was hurt. Now you got to find a way. You know, what are you doing with DJ Reader? I don't think anybody wants him back. Josh Pascal, I don't think anybody wants him back. Levi Onwuzurike, I don't think anybody wants him back. Roy Lopez, we'd like to have back, but he may have priced himself out of being a Detroit Lion.
There's no total rebuild. Detroit has all pros at key positions. They just came out with the all-pro team over the weekend. When the green dot linebacker's an all-pro, yeah, and you have an all-pro at a pass rush spot, those are critical building blocks. On offense, Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown are all pros. Locked up and solidified. Those are key building blocks. Your quarterback, Jared Goff, is top 10. We got a top 10 quarterback in the sport. And a running back who was snubbed of all pro, right? Didn't finish the year strong, so I get it, but is clearly one of the more dynamic running backs in football. There are building blocks here. They're clearly not good enough, but they don't have to tear it all the way to the studs at this point. This isn't like when they took over.
No, this should be a bump in the road, not a rebuild.
If they attack the offseason properly, you're right. They're right back in the mix next year.
Yeah, and they're just going to have a shift in philosophy. It can't just be draft, develop, and sign. It needs to be, in free agency and trades, pro player acquisition. How are you going to go out there and improve the offensive line with somebody who's proven, that has some experience? Are you going to be able to do that on the defensive front as well? Defensive tackle is going to be an issue. I mentioned Roy Lopez already. DJ Reader is probably going to be gone. So how are you going to go out there and solidify those positions that are critical in the trenches on both sides of the ball without just going to the draft and saying, well, we're going to put it on this rookie?
Right. Because, again, I think to an extent that's what they did this year. Ratledge could turn into a hell of a player. Tyreek Williams, I'm not going to write a guy off after his rookie season, especially playing in that position. But they needed more from rookies than they should have. They were asking a lot out of guys who had never played NFL football because the roster was deficient in the trenches.
Yeah.
Let's get to Nolan in Rochester. Nolan, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I would agree that there's many different aspects that this team needs to focus on in order to improve. And I think the biggest thing is living outside of the draft, attack free agency, the trades and all that. I think the biggest thing, too, is inconsistency with play calling. Me personally, I think last year, if run game or pass game wasn't going, they found ways to combat that. And I think this year is where they really lacked. But as far as Hutchinson's answer, I think it was like the safest answer he probably could have had. Because if he would have said straight up, the O-line didn't perform, the run game wasn't there, coordinating wasn't there, then it just, the media is going to attack him and that just starts locker room problems. I think straight up saying either himself or health concerns with the defense, is basically what he was prepared to answer if he were to be asked that. Anything else would have just
Look, I'll meet you in the middle on this. He's on national TV. He did go with the safe political answer, but that fans don't have to agree with it. Like, that's why we've been asking you guys, do you agree with it? And I think fans can speak openly and say no, injuries weren't our number one issue.
Yeah, and another point too, like, on the San Francisco part, I'm totally with you because they've been riddled with injuries and somehow, some way, they just keep overcoming them. And that's exactly what the Lions couldn't do this year. And obviously, like you said, there's other problems that arose throughout the season, whether it's coordinating or run game, O-line, all that stuff. But even with that, like, San Francisco's been overpower it and then going to Philadelphia and take that away from them. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks, Nolan. Appreciate the phone call.
When you're making this direct comparison, you're taking his comments and then you see San Francisco do what he did yesterday. I don't know how you can dismiss that the number one reason is the coordinator, defensive.
They got what Robert Saleh's doing. Yeah.
Yes. They got experience, big time experience. The Lions didn't. Yep. Take that and, you know, toss it around your brain as much as you want. And
put it this way.
I'm going to look this up here quick because I want to make sure when Saleh got the job here, okay, in San Francisco. If it was impossible for them to get him, then it lets him off the hook.
He had a relationship with Shanahan. He had been the DC prior to failing as the Jets head coach.
Yeah.
So, of course, if the question was, should Detroit have hired Robert Saleh or should he have gone to San Francisco, he was going to go to San Francisco.
Well.
Right? I mean.
I'm patting my wallet right now.
I know.
Right? You know what? You got a guy that's never done it, and they got a guy that's done it successfully.
Well, but there were also other guys that had done it before, like a Dennis Allen, who happens to be in Chicago. And what happened in Chicago? They were turnover maniacs.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, though, Gov, because, sure, Detroit, no one's going to dispute Detroit had some injuries on defense, and everybody's pointed out both safeties. Would Robert Saleh or an experienced defensive coordinator have still put this team in position to win a couple more games?
Because I just think that everybody's... Again, the run defense and how it was awful the second half of the season. I don't know. Your safeties are making that big of an impact on the run D?
Schematically, that does raise some red flags. The leading tacklers shouldn't be your safeties.
No.
So let me just say, he was hired January 24th of last year. I think the Lions lost on the 16th or 17th of January.
Yeah.
So the window was there. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
And maybe it's not Saleh more so than an experienced guy.
And I think that's a good point. And that's why I brought up, like, hey, it's nothing against Kelvin Shepard, nothing personal. It's an experienced defensive coordinator takes pressure off of Dan Campbell and maybe helps you weather some of these injuries better than a first-time play caller, a first-time DC. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.